producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli along with you this morning. And there's a lot of juicy stuff going on around the world today. Not the least of which is Donald Trump's kind of back and forth with the Pope. And I got to say, when the Pope's kind of takes a shot at you, that's got to set you back just a foot or two.
Did you guys watch the town hall on CNN by any chance?
I did not
night?
Watch the town hall.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I've been loving this because the CNN divided up the candidates into two nights. So you had three candidates one
right.
night, three candidates the next.
Kind of the undercard, overcard thing.
Well, and you know what? They were all mixed up. So last night it was Kasich and Bush and Trump. And so Trump comes out, and the first thing Anderson Cooper said is, "How's your day?" And he goes, "Oh, man, fighting with the Pope is tough or something."
He
makes a comment.
Here's what he's responding to. The Pope said that anybody who focuses on building walls is not building bridges, and Donald
right.
says
the Pope is a very political person. I think he doesn't understand the problems our country has. I don't think he understands the danger of the open border that we have with Mexico. And I think Mexico got him to do it because Mexico wants to keep the border just the way it is because they're making a fortune and we're losing.
Now, as much as Trump annoys me, I think he's right.
I do too. And you know, it's funny because I think the Pope probably got an earful from Mexico, and Trump mentions this. He's only getting really one side of the story. He's going there. I mean, he's doing a mass in a place where people are losing their heads, literally,
yeah.
and, you know, being murdered and just thrown on the streets because it is so bad and there's so much drug crime there. But what really annoys me, and I'm a Catholic, and I've supported this Pope, even though a lot of conservatives haven't supported him in the past, I support him because I think the Pope is supposed to preach a message of love. I get what he's doing. But to call in and someone's Christianity, I don't know how right that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you would see him do that to President Obama or to other officials. I mean, I don't know why that's okay to go, "Oh, is he really a Christian?" You know, that's tough. And if someone like Jeb Bush, who does not like Donald Trump and who is a Catholic, also feels the same way, I think that gives it a little more weight.
Yeah, Jeb Bush said, "It's not on me to question anybody's Christianity. That's between him and the Maker." So you got a lot of people agreeing with Trump and not agreeing with the Pope on this. Roberta, you're a Catholic. I mean, where do you stand?
I think you should stay out of religion no matter what, and especially a Donald Trump. You know, he's so outspoken. And I think a lot of the things that he says, you know, being a New Yorker, I'm kind of used to that sort of rhetoric, that sort of way of talking to people. Because as New Yorkers, we're very blunt. We're very forward. We say what's on our minds. We don't sugarcoat it. And that's what Donald Trump does. And I don't think what he meant was really what he said. I think what he said was came out a
he
lot
being
rougher.
Trump or the
Trump? Trump.
Because Trump really
yeah.
didn't start out saying anything. Trump has just been saying, yeah. "Build a wall, build a wall, build a wall." It was the Pope who was asked by reporters, mm-hmm. "What do you think about this idea of the wall?" And then Trump actually, I thought, showed a little bit of decorum. I think he was very respectful of the Pope. In fact, even more so last night with Anderson Cooper, he said, "Look, I like the Pope. I support him. I think he's doing a wonderful job. I think that maybe the media has made this a bigger deal than what it was
yes.
intended to be," which is probably very true.
Wow.
And, you know,
he kind of jumped in the Pope's face a little bit at first reaction.
Yeah.
Well, going, "It's disgraceful." I mean, I think it is kind of, look, I don't want to use the word disgraceful in the Pope, but I don't know how right it is to call someone's Christianity into question
yeah.
when you're the biggest religious figure in the, one of the biggest religious figures in the world.
I'm trying to find exactly what he said. Where were his
exact
words?
Rich read the exact quote.
His
exact quotes were, you want to read it again, Rich?
I don't have it in front of me. It's basically the Pope said people who focus on building walls aren't building bridges. And they aren't Christians.
And he said, I don't want to get into who you should vote for. This is me paraphrasing. He's like, I don't want to tell you who to vote for or who to not vote for. But it doesn't sound like a person who said that is very Christian to me. And,
well, you know, the Pope looks at a very broad view.
He also lives in a place with a wall.
Yeah. Well, this is true. A very big wall. But the Pope, just by his very nature, doesn't look at the minutiae. He's looking at the big picture. And I believe he was talking about a much bigger picture, that if you put up walls, if you're exclusionary, that's not a very Christian thing to be.
It's exclusionary. Well, I mean, he specifically said a person. He was talking about Trump. It was very obvious he was talking about Trump.
I think the response got better from Trump. He kind of impressed me with his response. And what I will tell you is that I was completely shocked that Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush came to the defense of Donald Trump against the Pope. That says something. Mm-hmm. I mean, for whatever that's worth, it says something.
I mean, do you really think the Pope knows a lot about Donald Trump? I don't think so. He's got much bigger things to worry
about. I think it's
about.
In his folder every morning when he gets up and he walks into his Vatican office. Much like the president does in the Oval Office. You know, you have the NSA, the DOD. You have everybody come in with their little book. Yeah. And here's your rundown of what's going on today, your whole desk. Trump is still in the lead, and he could be the next president you have to deal with. And Bernie Sanders is the other guy that you might have to deal with. So one way or the other, these are the two people you're looking at next year.
Well, and I thought it was kind of funny because at the beginning of the day when this first came out, Trump said, the Pope is going to hope that I get elected president, because he talked about how ISIS looks at the Vatican as their biggest trophy. And I don't think he's wrong in that respect. I mean, ISIS would love to get their hands on the Vatican and destroy all the stuff that's in there. And he said, the Pope will wish that I'm the president if this ever happens.
All right, so 13 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Coming up is Facebook ruining your relationship. We'll take a look at it on Good Day. It's 13 past the hour.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with 20, the more plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. 10. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen, and Roberta with you. Doug is traveling in Denver. We'll be back in a little bit. So we're all on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook.
Yeah. You know, if I'm you go on Facebook, right now.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show,
Roberta Castanella,
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, we're all on Facebook. Another study out, and there seems to be a lot of these, saying that Facebook ruins relationships and that those who don't use social media are happier than those who do. Here's an entertainment reporter kind of summing this up. Sean Evans talking about a recent problem an athlete had with Facebook and his relationship.
It was a rough Valentine's Day weekend for former number one overall draft pick Delmon Young, who apparently took the wrong girl out to dinner and ended up paying the price via Facebook. On Monday night, a woman who identified herself as Young's ex, Yuli Alfonso, took to Young's Facebook page, where she made a series of charges against Young, which ranged from a claim that he's addicted to alcohol and prostitutes to an allegation that he paid off police in the Dominican Republic to ever beat up. It's quite the tangled web, but it appears that the source of Alfonso's frustration relates to Young taking another woman, identified as Tiffany, out for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Facebook doesn't ruin your relationship. Idiots ruin their relationship.
Right.
If you're trying to have more than one chick on the line, here's an idea. Don't post about it on Facebook. Make sure that they don't post about it on Facebook, and you'll be fine.
All right. Last year, a New Jersey pastor talked to his congregation and said, leave Facebook before you end up in my office.
A connection is made, and it starts out really platonic. Hi, how are you? How are you doing? You know, I really used to like you in high school or in college. Hey, why did we break up? And so forth and so on. What are you doing? And before you know it, connections are being made. And sooner or later, the other spouse finds out, and it ends up in my office.
He's right. There's a lot of that that goes on. It starts out with posting on some, a like, and then a conversation, and the next thing you know, people are getting in trouble. And Facebook is a dangerous place. If you have no self-control and you are not sure about where you are in life, it's a dangerous place.
I don't even know if it's no self-control. I just think that it gives you the opportunity to reconnect with people from your past, and you get to a certain age, and it looks very attractive.
Oh, and it's comfortable.
But I think the biggest danger of Facebook isn't so much where you reconnect with someone or you meet someone. I think it's more that it distances you from whoever your love interest or wife or girlfriend
and your children.
I think that's the biggest danger, that it really distances you from them because you spend too much time.
You don't realize how much time you're spending. And you're not engaged with anybody else. I'm sorry. You can think that you're sitting in the same room with somebody, but you are not engaged
when
you're on Facebook.
Different. Yeah.
I realized that this week when I was home and sick and bored. And I realized just how much time I spend just flipping through Twitter, looking at stories. I mean, and then you start going down rabbit holes. You know, oh, I remember this person. And you start looking at other profiles. And had there been other people in the house, I was okay because it was just me and the cat. But, I mean, that time would have not been spent with them at all. I mean, you're out of it. You're just in the social media fog.
You ever sit in a restaurant and look around the restaurant and just kind of notice how many people aren't paying attention to each other?
They reach on their cell phones. Yes. What drives me insane is when you have two people at a table together and both of them have their face in their device.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk to each
why
other.
Why even go out? I mean, why not just stay home?
Oh, my husband is the number one abuser of that.
How do you deal with it? Because that's a relationship thing.
I just don't say anything to him anymore. Now, if I see him at the table and he's got his cell phone, you know what I do? I take out my cell phone.
So you're the couple that we're looking at in the restaurant.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, if he doesn't want to talk to me, then I'm not going to talk to him.
You should get a shirt that says it's not my fault.
It's not my fault. You know, if that's what you're doing.
You should get a shirt that says we're texting each other.
You know, do you know that I have done that? Or we've been in the same house and I've actually called him on the phone to get his attention.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
All right.
Yep.
So take your head up out of the table. Have a conversation with real people that are with you. It's 21 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fascinelli with you, along with Van Hagar. So this is Van Halen with Sammy Hagar at the helm. And those of you who know and follow Van Halen like I do, Sammy Hagar and Eddie Van Halen have not gotten along for years. They've actually come to fisticuffs a couple of times, duking it out. They hate each other, right? Well, Sammy Hagar turns 69 this year, which is just a punch in the teeth to me. I remember seeing him when I was 18 years old. And he's decided after Glenn Frey and David Bowie passed away this year that having enemies is not the way I want to go out. So he reached out to Eddie Van Halen and wished him happy birthday last month on Twitter, and they had a little bit of a back and forth, and he just said, you know what, it's a sobering reminder when you see guys your age that you grew up working with, knowing, pass away. And it just makes me realize that my relationship with Eddie is more important than any spiff that we had with each other. It's not worth it. So now
it's a good lesson.
It's a great lesson. And of course, the Twitterverse is going crazy. Will there be a Van Halen reunion with Sammy Hagar, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think it'll go that far. But it's nice to see that they reached out and they get along. But it makes you sit down and think. Who do you have out there that maybe you need to make amends with? Because you never know.
Do you ever know? Okay, because I would tell you, I don't think I have any enemies out there. I try to treat people as nicely as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But do you ever feel like, what if there is somebody that you just don't know about that has never said anything to you that's secretly, like, seething and angry? Do you ever feel like you have those people out there?
I know. Well, you're very nice. You're very kind to people. Roberta's, the New Yorker's, a little bit more brash.
But I'm always nice
to people.
I'm always nice. And I always tell my kids, I said, always be nice. It doesn't cost you anything to be nice.
Do you have any enemies, Roberta? Anybody you need to make amends with?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
So she thinks.
No. Well, it's I'll never forget that there's a saying that says never argue with a fool. People watching may not know who is who.
Right.
That's right.
So you just walk away. You know, why engage it?
I think about, like, people in my past, and the only people that I can think of out there that really dislike me are a couple of employees who I had to fire. And
that's the roughest part, is they don't like you professionally because of something.
Yeah.
Even if it could have been their fault and you just had to call them on it.
Right. And obviously in my mind it was, and in their mind it wasn't. But you know what? I don't care about those people. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That one I'm not going to fix. I'm not going to go to Steve Ray and you know, hug and make up with him because he's...
So you're okay with having a few enemies out there?
Well, it's not people I care about. If it were a long-lost friend who we had a fight and... Yes, then I would make an effort to make amends and try and get past whatever differences we had. But if it's just acquaintances or people that I worked with and we had some kind of a tiff, if I were in the wrong and I thought I was in the wrong and felt bad about it, I might reach out. But if I didn't think I was in the wrong, I probably wouldn't be as worried about it. So
that was very confusing. I don't know who's on first base.
No, I mean, it's, do you have any friends who, you know, you may have argued with and you feel bad about it, or did you wrong somebody?
I always reach out. Even if I think I'm right, I still feel bad. I mean, I got into a little dust up with my mom this week, and I was still reached out because I feel like I don't want to have that hanging over my head. You know, life is way too short.
Yeah, I mean, with your mom, you got to do whatever you got to do. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, life is short, right. You know, and I thought I was right, but, you know, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
All right. So anyway, think about what's going on in your life. If you need to reach out to anybody, be Sammy Hagar. That's the cool thing to do. 28 past
be
the hour.
Sammy Hagar.
Be Sammy Hagar.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle, the best certified pre-owned value in America, and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 Vincentric SCPO Value in America Awards analysis, applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat at 4 to 1.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Stephen Show, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli. Doug is in Denver and had to step out for a little bit. He will be back here shortly.
Indisposed.
So stick around.
Indisposed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we don't want to say that because everybody thinks he's in the bathroom then.
Which that's what many, I was hoping for.
Right. A lot of times he is in the bathroom.
I know. Give
but,
me a break.
But this time now, so.
It's the bottom of the hour. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Go. So you're, right
like
now.
Like Pavlov's dog.
I would venture to say that 95% of the people that are listening right now have a phone within 5 feet of them. And what? Another
cell phone,
45%
yes.
of them have Apple iPhones.
Yep.
And so everybody should be following the story that's going on this week. If you haven't heard by now, it's the government versus Apple and whether we should give the government the right to have a backdoor code into all of our iPhones, a key to get into your iPhone so that they can bust down whoever these San Bernardino terrorists may have been talking to.
You know what I love about this story is that I think 10 years ago, maybe 13, 14 years ago, the bulk of Americans would have basically said, Apple, just do it. Just
right,
do it.
Right,
why
right.
are you, you know, fresh after 9/11, why aren't you just doing it? What I think is really interesting right now is that we're having a really cool debate in this country as to what this does and the slippery slope. I mean, look, I get that the FBI wants to piece together what these guys were up to, who they were working with.
We all do.
If there's any connection, I certainly do. This happened just near me. And, you know, I live in California. It happened right near me. So I would love to know this. I would love to make sure that we could see if there's a way to prevent other attacks, if we could figure out who these guys were working with. But at the same time, I get Apple's point saying, look, once we create something, we can't uncreate it. Once it's done, right. You can't really block it. And the security this impacts really hurts all of our customers. Until the newest wrinkle in the story, which came out about 24 hours ago now, is that Apple has actually done this 70 times before for the FBI, and they acknowledge that they've done this. Now, the difference is in the software, because Apple did this at a time when their operating system was a lot less intelligent. Because these terrorists are using an iPhone, they have the 9 operating system. Apple is saying opening up something here would really truly put the security of our customers at risk because we haven't done it in this situation. I still don't see why Apple wouldn't just take the phone from the FBI, take the information out of the phone privately in a safe environment, hand the information to the FBI, and not give the FBI the actual key to the phones, but at least give them the information they're looking for. I feel like there's a happy medium.
All right, well, here's Tim Cook on talking with the Wall Street Journal editor, Gerard Baker, and telling everybody why it's a bad idea to create a backdoor.
Are you comfortable with your obligations, not only as a, you know, to your customers and to your shareholders, but actually as a, you know, to your national security obligations, insofar as you have them too, that you are, that you're actually, you're doing what you can to help, if necessary, national security, law enforcement, whatever, to do the job that they have to do?
Yes.
Comfortable, completely comfortable.
Very.
You
very.
Don't feel any need to do more. They're not asking you to do
no,
more.
No, I think if you look at it, what we've said, Jerry, is that the key sort of tenets that are really, that we feel very strongly about, is that you can't have a backdoor in the software, because you can't have a backdoor that's only for the good guys. That any backdoor is something that bad guys can exploit. And so there's just no such thing as that. Technically, I think you can talk to anybody that really has deep technical skills, and I think that the vast majority would agree to that statement.
And here he goes on to explain that Americans really shouldn't have to choose between privacy and security.
Do we want our nation to be secure? Of course. No one should have to decide privacy or security. We should be smart enough to do both. You know, both of these things were essential parts of our Constitution. It didn't say prioritize this one above all of these. I mean, these guys were really smart folks, and they held all of these things and said all of these are what it means to be an American. And so I think what we have responsibility of doing is to do everything in our power to make sure that we're a part of that solution, a part that yields that, not picking one above the other or any of that.
So, but let me ask you this. All right. The San Bernardino case, it's for all intents and purposes done. These were, we're pretty sure that they were kind of lone wolves.
There may be. That's the thing, is that it's not.
They're not sure. They're not sure if it was.
They think that they were lone wolves, but just yesterday in San Bernardino, they went and went through, the FBI went through the brother's house again looking for something else. They don't know what. No one said what, but they left with some stuff from the brother's house. They're looking to see where these connections are coming from because of the money train. These guys had gotten money from somewhere much more than they were capable of earning themselves to buy all of the ammunition, the guns, the explosive makings, all of that stuff. It doesn't equate. They're getting money from somewhere, and that's what the FBI, I think, is most concerned about, I would guess, just from someone who's been following it pretty closely.
Well, and here's the thing. Let's say that there were an impending attack and of, you know, large proportions. Do you think that we would have a different outlook on whether Apple should give up the back door or not? Or do you think that because the attack is over, that we feel secure enough to want to protect our privacy?
I think the FBI is using this as an excuse to try to get this back door open. I don't think that there's really anything specific that they want off the phone, but they just want this back door. And, once it's out there, it's out there. And not only can the FBI use it, but terrorists can use
it. Yeah, the bad
people
guys.
People who want to crash the stock market can use it. People who want to get money out of the banks can use it. Anybody can use
it. The conversation that's been going on the past couple of days on social media about it. The FBI already has access to every call, information about every call. I mean, we talked about it for years now, how they collect all the information. Now they have to go and actually submit a subpoena to the phone companies to get the information, but they still have access to it. They can look at who we called up to three, four, 5 years ago. They can tell where we've been. They can pinpoint our location. They can tell the number that we've called. So really, what's on this device that they don't already have access to? This phone obviously didn't share everything or protect everything on their iCloud account, so it's all on the device. But they can tell location, they can tell who you called. So the only thing really on this device is any kind of they can even check the
texts.
They
want texts and emails. I think that's what
they're
really looking
for.
But emails they can get servers, and texts they can get servers.
Well, that's the thing that's been missing though is that hard drive. Remember, the hard drive is missing from the computer. They haven't been able to locate that. And obviously, I would guess that they're trying to replicate, or they're trying to find something that they think could have been on that hard drive.
But an email,
they don't know where these guys were for 18 minutes. I mean, there is a huge chunk of time in between the attacks. And keep in mind, after the attacks, these guys did something that was really highly unorthodox. Usually when you see a terrorist attack like this, either the people die for their cause, or they try to escape and get away, right? So they either try to die or they try to run. Mm-hmm. These guys drove in an L-shaped pattern. Truly, back and forth, weaving around for what they think is like a good chunk of time, a good 30 minutes, and the FBI wants to know why they were doing this. I mean, what were they doing? Were they waiting on orders from someone else to do something else? Were they waiting on another point to attack? Why weren't they not running? Were they driving back and forth?
That Taco Bell is around here somewhere. I know it. I want to be Taco Bell.
Yeah, they need burritos. I don't know, but this was, I mean, there are some weird circumstances that make this unusual, or I could see the FBI is trying to piece together these pieces of information because it is important.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll keep following it. That's it. It's a huge conversation in this country right now, and an important one, so we'll keep track of it. Coming up, if you're a woman, are you paying more for the same services or products than a man? We'll talk about the pink tax coming up here on Good Day at 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage and QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
45 minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here, and joining us now, Holly Signorelli. She is a certified public accountant with over 25 years of experience in the financial marketplace. And Holly, welcome to the Good Day Show. You are talking today about something that has caught my attention in the media over the last few months, something called the pink tax. Explain,
yes,
what exactly is the pink tax?
It's basically that for the exact same product, not a product that's fancier, like we could talk about razors, for example, where a Venus razor is made specifically for women's legs. It's more complicated, so it may cost more than like a Bic razor. But a lot of products, like, and especially staples, like razors, deodorant, soap, because they're pink and, you know, a lot of things are pink.
Hey, and you know what? I'm all about the pink, by the way.
I know, me too. I'm so embarrassed, but I saw an article the other day, and there was literally it was pink earplugs that I had bought from CVS that were $1 more than the other. And I know it's only $1, but over the lifetime of a woman's life, they spend literally $100,000 more on the same items.
$100,000?
Yes,
wow.
$100,000. And the price discrepancy is anywhere between 7%, which could just add up to a dollar, to 92%, depending on the type of item.
So basically, the pink tax is products that are marketed to women, marketed to girls, that might have the pretty colors associated, like the color pink. They're just
right.
Charging more in the marketplace, even though it's the same item. Now, I like to think my razor's a little different from the men's, but I don't know. I mean, the price really is a huge jump. How are the producers of these products even thinking they can get away with it? I guess maybe because they always have.
Well, exactly, and a lot of the spokespersons for different companies, and I'm not picking on any company because they're all doing it, but like a Target spokesperson said, that's just supply and demand. That's what the market will bear, and that is simply because, you know, women and especially little girls are drawn to the colors, you know, because we're more emotional beings. That's kind of how we're made. So we are, like, for me to buy pink earplugs, why? It's just something that we're drawn to. So I remember, you know, I didn't even think about the extra dollar. And yet they weren't even good earplugs. They were just very generic at CVS.
So Holly,
that's why they're doing it, because think about it. When you go get a razor, if you're getting a Venus razor, there's not a comparison of that on the male razors. But if you're just buying a Bic razor, you're probably not even looking at the male razors. For deodorant, you're thinking, I'm not going to buy male deodorant because I don't want to smell like the man, right?
Right.
But yet, it could be a dollar or $1.50 more, and you have to buy it every month, and it's just accumulating. And interestingly, this is all taking place with, have you heard about the tampon tax?
Yeah, so that was what I was going to ask you about. What is with the tampon tax? Because I don't think it's completely, the story's not straight in my mind yet.
Right, right. Basically, and it seems like this started in California because, you know, their economy's not good. And there's been kind of major uprising, like people, you know, storming the streets. But women are saying, hey, this is something that we don't have a choice of. It's like a staple, like bread or milk, and it shouldn't be taxed. And I never thought about this before, but it does make sense for something not to be taxed that only affects one gender.
So you're talking sales tax. You're talking sales tax, not a pink tax. You're talking sales tax.
In California, there was a request. There's been a lot of pressure by groups of women saying, look, this is a necessity. We should not be taxing it. This is not a taxable item. Mm-hmm. And, right. You know, whether that's right or wrong, I mean, how do we go about changing these kind of things, whether it's behavior by these corporations that are trying to upsell women on the color pink, or whether it's the government.
Or women, now that you're aware of this, will you change your behavior?
Yeah.
I never buy anything
pink. The pink tax should also apply to anything that's like got a little bit of bling to it. It's just something that makes you more attracted to that color. So that really is an awareness thing, because really people haven't been aware of it. Because again, if you're buying deodorant, you're not going to go look at the men's deodorant. And the only thing really people can do right now, in my opinion, is, you know, use that hashtag pink tax, because it's not.
All right, so grab the hashtag pink tax and check it out at themoneytherapist.com. Thank you, Holly.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bills. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
When I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this
and totally redeem yourself.
I'm bringing you a marvelous truth, so get ready, get ready. I'm gonna try to make you love me too, so get ready, get ready. Here I come.
Expected the Rocky Mountains to be a little rockier than this.
I was thinking the same thing. That John Denver's full of man.
We hide and let me remind you.
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Right. There's Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber, and these are the Proclaimers with Get Ready from the movie Dumb and Dumber. And Jeff Daniels is turning 61 today. Chucker, that's two times learning that Sammy Hagar was going to be 69 and Jeff Daniels is going to be 61 is kind of a punch in the face.
He's a really good actor. You know, I'll tell you a quick story about Jeff Daniels. He originally, I believe, was offered the lead role in Jurassic Park back in 1994. And actually turned it down, and then the role went to Sam Neill, who made it pretty iconic. But how do you turn down Jurassic Park?
Well, I mean, hey, there's a million of those stories. But, right, why would you have turned down? You've got to know that's a big money production and was going to be a big box office draw. I don't know why you turned it down.
And a franchise property. I do like him in Arachnophobia, that spider movie, which was billed as a, I think what was it called, a mixture of horror and comedy, and it sort of did just mediocre business at the box office, but plays on cable a lot, and I like it. But yeah, he's a really good.
You know, how many? Think about it. How many actors really can go from playing just the stupidest character you've ever seen to really, I mean, going to play the president?
You got to be talented to.
And Independence Day, yeah.
Yeah, and no, that's Bill. You're thinking of Bill Paul.
Oh, I am thinking of Bill Pullman. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
everybody always mixes them up, right?
Yeah. Yes. No, only you.
Yeah, you big dork.
I got some movie news. You tell me what you think. Okay?
What's going on?
Warner Brothers and New Line Cinema developing a sequel to last year's hit Earthquake movie, San Andreas, which will bring back that film star Dwayne Johnson as the lead. Now, San Andreas, for me, I put that on my top 10. It was my guilty pleasure pick. I really enjoyed that movie.
I thought it was great.
And I thought it was highly entertaining, and I thought Dwayne Johnson was never more likable.
I even cried, Chucker, during San Andreas. That's how bad
really?
It was.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good. I mean, it was a good movie.
You know, a quick story. In 1974, when the original Earthquake came out, there was a script written for a sequel that was going to star George Kennedy and Richard Roundtree that never materialized. So if people who like Earthquake movies and you like San Andreas, finally going to get to see what a sequel looks like. Other news, Emily Blunt in talks to star in Disney's sequel reboot of Mary Poppins. I think she's perfect for that role. What do you think?
They bring back Dick Van Dyke for it, too. To get a cameo.
I think he might. I think somehow they'll find a cameo for him. I don't know if he'll play the same character, but right. I think it's going to be not just a clear reboot, but it's going to have a sequel, but also a reboot qualities, which is what studios do now. And Warner Brothers has set a January 2018 release date for its sequel to Blade Runner. Harrison Ford will be back for this project. And I believe Ridley Scott, the original director, is going to direct. Movies opening today, horror film The Witch, which is getting really good reviews. Christian-based film Risen, which is also getting good reviews. And a Jesse Owens biofilm Race, which didn't look at the reviews for that one. But Doug's favorite film of the year, Deadpool, will be number one.
I heard that's supposed to be pretty good, though, right, Checker?
Deadpool?
Yeah.
I don't like the... See, I had a mixed reaction because I just couldn't get into the character. But the movie's very well made. The target audience, which is not Doug, which is 20-somethings, seem to really dig it. And this is broken records for an R-rated movie. It's had the biggest opening weekend ever for an R-rated film. And it has legs. It's done very well at the box office, not only over the last weekend, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's made big money. So, good for Ryan Reynolds. He's had an up and down career, but he's well liked in the business, and he's actually a really talented guy.
All right, Chuck, 60 seconds left. There's some really good TV, movie quality TV on right now. If you're not watching Shades of Blue with Jennifer Lopez and Ray Liotta, watch it. It's well written. She is great in it. Ray Liotta is great in it. It is a weekly 1 hour movie. But I know you also have some TV shows where you think they could be full on blockbusters.
Well, I think The Walking Dead, if you saw last week's episode, that show, in my opinion, is absolutely iconic, one of the greatest TV shows ever produced. People vs. O.J.
I agree.
High-quality TV. And guilty pleasure for me is NBC Chicago Fire, which produces one very well-entertaining episode week after week. I like that show a lot, too.
All right, there he is, Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. Good day, 59 pass. Thank you, Chucker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.